feature on how different individuals were affected by the internet shutdown. The recent four-day internet shutdown imposed by the government ahead of the presidential and parliamentary elections has reignited debate on significance of financial technology, not just in business, but at personal and household level. According to the Financial Technology Services Providers Association, each day remained off Uganda's digital economy bled an estimated 357 billion in stored instructions in transactions across households, businesses, and financial institutions. In the following feature, now we speak to various stakeholders on the lessons learned and practical ways of deepening use of financial technology by Ugandans at all transaction levels.
By the fourth day of the recent internet shutdown, up to 1.4 trillion shillings had been stalled in fintech payments. These are not just statistics. Each shilling here represents a real person that was affected, and I wasn't spared either. As we talk now, I'm actually on the verge of walking home and on an empty stomach, because the money is on the phone and no one will agree to transact on mobile money for obvious reasons. All the shops are closed. I've been walking and walking. I'm almost running out of my breath. Borders, I've tried to stop three of them. None is willing to be paid using mobile money. So let me try to stop another one. The taxis, it's out of the question. I've stopped one. I told them the money's on the phone. Didn't even respond. He just drove off. So, let me see if I could get another person.
It's about 6:30 p.m. and getting dark, but I still don't know how I'm getting home. Luckily, I spot an open grocery store that had a mobile money signage and crossed the road.
Can I withdraw?
What is this? What is this?
The mobile money agent didn't offer much help.
Now my only savior is going to be my good old friend Susie. And then request that she gives me some cash, and I send the money on her phone.
I arrive at Susie's shop in Nemuongo. Finally, I have some cash, enough for my fare, and a little to spare after sending mobile money to Susie's phone in exchange for hard cash. Unfortunately, I finished all the cash buying a few groceries and other essential items. Clearly, I had learned nothing from the previous day's experience, nor from the saying that all days are the same but not equal. I set out for work on Monday morning, January 19th, and as usual, stopped a commuter taxi. But before I entered, I asked the conductor if I could pay using mobile money. He was a bit hesitant, but surprisingly agreed, quickly adding, "You must double the amount plus withdrawal fees," he said coldly. For a journey of 3,000 shillings, I was paying 7,000. But I had no choice. At least I had found someone who accepted payment by mobile money. With this experience fresh in my mind, I sought the views of some other taxi operators about the same.
Ganza asabaza abantu wambotofu chirirea musabaze okuja na kutera kusimu kugamba techila vikalabika eroli avera nyomu injale ukubante urusi na ye kwa tatali naga auli na mobile money na alioka akula chiru.
It's rare for passengers to opt to use mobile money. It's only a few times that someone will request to pay using the phone, perhaps because they left their wallet at home. That does not happen every day. So we can't just say all passengers must. Regarding the shutdown, we were really affected. For instance, I could not pay for electricity or do anything with money that was on the phone. we were so affected. We earn a daily income, and whatever we get for the day is what we spend. So how could I allow a passenger to pay through the phone? How would I access that money for my daily expenses?
I then turned to the other stakeholders to know why Ugandans have not embraced financial technology and e-payment systems. Perhaps the story would have been different if more people appreciated digital payment systems. Dr. Grace Sekakubo, the Chief Executive Officer of Centitech, explains the opportunities presented by FinTech.
Uganda now has 35.6 million mobile money subscribers and 19 million smartphones in use. In just one quarter, the market recorded over 2.3 billion mobile money transactions. These numbers tell a story, and a powerful story.
Dr. Sekakubo also points to the urgent need to improve connectivity, especially in rural areas.
Ugandans are connected, transacting, and consuming data at scale. But connectivity on its own is not enough. Without deliberate efforts, many citizens, especially in the rural and last mile communities, still struggle to access financial services.
I also picked the mind of John Waludimbe, the Executive Director of the Federation of Small and Medium Enterprises. He says that while financial technology does improve transparency and efficiency in terms of logistics and payments, several challenges are holding many Ugandans back and stopping them from appreciating and enjoying these fruits.
Digital literacy and lack of awareness about the advantages of digital transformation in their business. The second is to have infrastructure challenges. In certain parts of this country, there's poor network coverage and all this. Well, that makes electricity coverage, which makes it difficult for these people to actually benefit from the digital economy.
Waludimbe also raises concerns about the cost of gadgets required for the digital economy to operate fully.
Mobile phones, tablets, they're still expensive. You can't talk about someone going digital when they don't have the basic gadget that they need to transition.
He also has concerns about what he calls a poor implementation of policies.
We shouldn't waste a lot of time reviewing, drafting. We already have enough policies. In fact, for me, we can even just change the year on the existing policy and just continue to execute. If we don't execute, these policies are meaningless.
But what do the players in the banking industry say? Goretti Masadde, the Chief Executive Officer, Uganda Institute of Banking and Financial Services, says despite the above challenges, she cannot overemphasize the importance of mobile money services in the financial sector ecosystem. The other group I spoke to was a cross-section of the general public. Many expressed concerns, mainly about data protection.